This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's a story where the pandemic giveth and the pandemic also taketh away. Americans bought more than $28 billion worth of toys last year. That is according to NPD Group. It's up 13% from the year before. And you get it, right? As the pandemic dragged on, parents did whatever it took to keep the kids occupied. Here, have a new toy. Turns out one of the hottest areas within toys are building sets, blocks and magnetiles, and yes, Legos, of course, right? But if you were trying to launch a new construction toy, the pandemic has done you absolutely no good. Toy fairs have been canceled, the marketing landscape has changed, and we just haven't been going to actual toy stores much. So what then, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes wanted to know, is an aspiring toy maker to do?
Most people wouldn't accuse Legos of being too adult, but toy designer Asaf Eshet does.
They're very rigid, they're very sharp, they're very heavy looking. And I was like, kids think differently.
So Eshet created a different building toy called Clixo. The pieces are flat and flexible, made of brightly colored recycled plastic. The core shape looks a bit like a flat fidget spinner with magnets in each of its rounded ends. You can bend and connect the pieces by clicking the magnets together and forming different shapes.
It has the right bounciness and the right feedback when you play with it. You fold, but it doesn't crease and it goes back into shape.
Eshet is at Clixo's only retail store, which is in Brooklyn. Like any self-respecting toy maker, he lives upstairs. He opened the store during the pandemic when the toy launched, because in order for people to buy a new toy, they have to know it exists and try it out. So kids can play with Clixo here and stick their projects to a magnetic wall. Merchandise starts at $17.99 a pack. It's stored in a real yellow Volkswagen Beetle, which greets customers who open its hood.
Hi!
Marketplace enlisted two testers to come to the store. Brothers, who are right in Clixo's target age range. Jagger Clemens is 8 and Thelonious Clemens is 5.
I will roll it up into a ball.
I'm going to try and make a suit of armor.
Jagger attaches the Clixo pieces together to make a sleeve for his suit of armor.
Put my arm right there. Oh, wait. Ay, ay, ay.
Clixo is relying on kids to get hooked on the toy, both in the store and in the classroom. The company paid Andy Young, who teaches pre-K at a public school in Flushing, Queens, to create activities using Clixo. Young got into it and started including the toy in his own lessons.
One of the monuments that Flushing is known for is the big Unisphere that you may have seen in the Men in Black movies. So I showed a picture of that, and I asked them to recreate that using Clixo. And there were some wonderful ideas.
Whether this kind of engagement will lead to increased sales isn't clear. Clixo won't give any figures. And a good idea is no guarantee of success.
I see great concepts all the time, and it's not going to go anywhere unless you can break through.
Chris Byrne is an independent toy analyst. He will tell you when it comes to the building toy market, everything comes back to, yeah, Lego.
It's really hard to catch on because when you've got a kid who is a Lego fan, you have to convince them to put down the Lego to pick up something new.
This is why the road to the toy box is littered with tiny Lego pieces that will jab your business plan right in the foot. So as people start to shop in stores again, Byrne says in order for new toys to compete, they need to be in stores, though they might not want to start with the biggest ones.
You know, if you're at Target, you have a window in which to hit a certain level of sales. And if you don't hit that, you're going to be delisted, right? And you're not going to get a second bite at the apple.
Byrne points to building sets that didn't make it big, like Capsella, which included plastic spheres and motors. Here's an old commercial.
You can discover Capsella, the construction set of tomorrow.
Byrne says Capsella appealed more to people who wanted a hobby as opposed to kids who just wanted to play. And for a toy to be really successful, iconic even, it needs to appeal to everyone. So while Clixo's creator may think Legos are too adult, he wants to appeal to that audience too. That's why the next sets will be released in black and a tasteful shade of sand. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.